Thank you for joining with us. So, all right. How many of you are aware about Google Summer of Code already? If you're not aware, I could be introducing more about what is it and then talk more about what we are going to do in this session. So can you all raise the hand if you're all already aware about Google Summer of Code? Okay. Thank you. I think most of you are aware. It's bringing the student developers to the open source community. It's all about that. So the session is going to be mostly the students introducing their projects and getting the feedback and discussing with their mentors. If they are getting any questions from IRC, we could discuss how they can improve with their project on their ongoing projects. Okay. So let me introduce about myself. I'm Jamini. So I come from Sri Lanka. I'm one of the coordinator for Google Summer of Code with Debian. So Debian has been participating in Google Summer of Code from 2005, and it's been 13 years it has been participating. And we had a break in 2017, and now we are back again in 2018 with Google Summer of Code. And these are the team for GSOC coordination. I'm representing the team, Daniel Pocock, Alexander, and it's me. This year we have accepted 25 students, and that's the link for the projects that are ongoing this year. So there is an interesting GSOC statistic this year. This year we have selected, I mean, this was from the Google open source blog, and they said there are four students accepted from Kosovo, and the three students are from our Debian community, and they are here joining us, to introduce more about their project. I hope that without wasting more time, I could give the chance for the students to introduce, to talk more about their projects. Arthur, can you?
Sorry. So you hear me? That's fine. Yeah? Nice. So, hello, my name is Arthur, there is Posti. I'm going to talk about my GSOC project that's titled Improve GSOC Tracker to Better Support Debian Teams. My mentor is Lucas Kanashiro, and my co-mentor is Rafael Hetzog. Okay? Provide you some context about why we are doing this. So basically, Debian Teams use it to rely on package entropy tracker, which is a system that basically gets some information about the packages from Debian, from Elioth, and display some kind of information inside tables and some categories. And we also had inside our Debian infrastructure the tracker debian.org that you probably have used before, that basically get the same kind of information from several sources inside Debian and put this in a Debian or in a web application. So for example, you have the page of a specific package, Ruby defaults, and you can get all the information related to that package. And what we want to do, because patch has not been maintained anymore, and also he used it to track the package repositories from Elioth. And what we want to do is to continue to support Debian teams to track the health of the package and to prioritize their work efforts by migrating the patch features to GSOC Tracker. And also, you want to track source repository instead of Elioth. So what are the results we have so far? So basically, if you enter in a team page of any team inside GSOC Tracker, you're going to get this kind of table. So basically, you have the first column with the package name, the second column with the changelog version in the VCS of that package, the third column with the archive version. We also are tracking the bugs here. And the last column has the upstream version, okay, of this package. And another interesting feature that we're providing here is that if you pass your mouse over one of that fields, you're going to get more detailed information about that specific field. Okay, so for example, here we have the information and links to BTS related to the bugs of, that exist for that package. Okay. We also have provide some categories. So basically, we could have more than one categories of package tables. For example, we could have like packages with RC bugs, packages that has already a new version in the upstream, and we have a specific page to display each of these package tables. Okay, and we have a large number of teams inside Debian, inside specifically inside the distro track. So we also provide this autocomplete text field, so you can easily find your team, the team that you are interested in. And that was my results. And so far, we have faced some challenges. First is that DistroTrack has a generic purpose architecture because it intends to be used by several distros. So it is also being used by Kali community. So basically, everything you are going to do, you have to make it extensible, have to design it to be extensible by this specific application that implements the specific features from the distros. Also, the database design is challenging because you have to collect all of this all this data from several database tables. And some of this context is serializing in JSON fields inside the database, so it's not easy to get this. And also, we have facing some problems, some performance problems, because we are handling a large number of table cells dynamically. So we are basically building each of these table cells in runtime. Okay. And until the end of this talk, I plan to create a cache mechanism. I'm already working on that. I propose a merge request for it to try to improve the performance of table handling. I also want to have all my merge request accepted inside Salsa. We also want to provide more package tables with new categories, and also provide a new feature that you could be able to sort the table content based on colors. For example, I want to sort my table based on the number of bugs, for example. And the results that we got good results so far, and I have received valuable feedback from the Debian community, and I have a lot of ideas to continue working on this after the GSOC as well. The GSOC has been an amazing experience. I have been learning a lot with Kanashiro, Hedgehog, and other community members. I will keep contributing to Debian, of course. Thank you for the Debian community to provide me this opportunity to come here to DebianConf and present my work. Let's get moving on. Thank you.
Teste, 1, 2, 3, teste. Fine. So, okay. My project is called Port Kali Packages to Debian, and my mentors are Rafael Herzog and Gianfranco Costa Magna. Unfortunately, they didn't came to this year's DebConf, and we are from the PKG, the security tools packaging team. So this is something that I've been working on for the past 1 year and a half, I think. I started packaging on 2016, and on 2017, I started working on the security tools packaging team, because this is something that really interests me. And so what actually is Kali Linux? Kali Linux is a digital forensics and pen testing distribution. It has like lots of packages. Is the by far the most used distribution for capture the flag competitions, and it's based on unstable. And the thing is that Kali has a more relaxed policy than Debian's, so that's the reason of the differences between the packages. I mean, the packages that Kali has and Debian hasn't. So at first, I needed to gather some information about what packages can I work on, and what are their problems, what I need to do in order to get them on main. So I first started using this dashboard from Kali Linux, and they are also use the tracker system that we use on Debian. And this is a special dashboard where we can see how many packages are on Kali Linux that aren't on Debian. at the time, and this is from today, so there are 477 packages, but this includes dependencies, and lots of packages are not that really important, and some of them are not installed by default on Kali. So the first thing, I already knew some packages that I really would like to see on Debian, and the first one was Metasploit, because it's one of the most used frameworks for pen testing, and I started by looking at what should I do, and it was a really tough job, because Metasploit is currently bundling all of their gem dependencies, because of this is a huge problem, and there was a big discussion on the Debian mailing list about that, but whatever. I use Ripology in order to see what distros were already packaging this stuff, and at the end there should be about 40 packages that I had to package in order to see if it would work, because you have the version problem, because bundle pins to a version, and we decided not to do that during this project. So I had to look for other packages, and I didn't want to do this manually. So I developed as a kind of big shell script. It shouldn't be a shell script, it should be a proper programming language, but it got the work done, and this script, I inputted a list of packages, and it cloned all the Kali Git repository for this package, built each one of them, and did some basic checks like if it's a default Kali package, if it's buildable, because some of the packages are not buildable because we don't have the build dependencies on Debian right now. It checks if it's DEB5 compliant already, if we need main pages, if we need hardening, if it's bundling some gems, and if there are link channel errors. There is about 20 or 30 something columns on here, and so you have lots of info, and in order to know which are the most important packages, Rafael gave me the idea to look for the number of uploads that the package had since it hit Kali. So I just I can only sort for the number of uploads, and I have the most important ones, and this made the process really easy, a lot more easy. And I'm publishing this on our team's wiki page, and I will keep publishing this like forever until, because it really helps other people that want to contribute to our team. And this is another software that I tried. How many times do I have? Okay. Another package that I really want to see on Debian is Zaproxy. And for Zaproxy, I had to do a manual checking because it's a Java program. And Java has, I really don't like Java. So they bundled it like, Zaproxy is a great software, but they bundle some libraries. And I talked to Upstream, and they are very receptive, and they want to help us, but I didn't manage to package yet. I think I will do it after GSOC, but there are some packages that we need to introduce on Debian. Some of the packages Zaproxy Upstream is thinking about dropping them and putting just on the extensions, because the core doesn't need them. And some of the packages are old and stuff like that. We have there's lots of problems that you can have. Like there was a package which was GPL licensed, but it was linking against an OpenSSL. And in order to do that, you have to add a license exemption to your license. And I talked to Upstream. It was called Pedis Upstream. It's a software used to break Wi-Fi password, like doing offline cracking. And Upstream decided to change its license to BSD license, so we could release that on Debian. I can't remember right now if it's on the new QE or if already hit it unstable, but I think it's on the new QE. So in the end, the results are I made this script, which is going to be used for some time. There are some fixes that can be we have to do on the script to make it better, to make the checking better, because we still have some corner cases where it doesn't work really well. We got some new packages on Debian, that's really good. We got I have to make some Upstream contributions, because for some packages I wrote their main page and I send it to Upstream. There was this the Calpedi software that changed its licenses to be like correctly compliant with OpenSSL licenses. And we've got now a better Kali and Debian for its users, because when a package is just on Kali, they don't like do hardening. That's one example of things that gets better when the package hits that Debian, because when we enable hardening, sometimes we'll see problems that makes the package to fail to build. And then we fix that, upload to Debian, and when the package hits unstable, Kali starts syncing this package from Debian, and they can use our infrastructure to do some QA and stuff like that. And there are two people from Kali that I know at least, Rafael and Sophie, and they work on Debian also, on our team. So when there's a new release, they upload their new release on Debian, so Debian users win by that also. And they already did lots of work on their packages. So yeah, I think that's the summary of the results. Thank you.
Just use it. Okay. Hello, I am Angelina Hajiu. I'm from Republic of Kosovo, and I'm here to represent my Google Summer of Code project. My mentors are Bruno, Milena, and Gabriela. So my project is a Mozilla Firefox web extension to give free software alternatives to the apps on the internet, so to help avoiding non-free apps and sites. So the goals for this project were that while the user is surfing on the internet, the moment that he uses a non-free software, or my extension will detect it and then give an alternative to it, a free software alternative. The user should be able to stop it when it's annoying, and the notifications should be only once per session. And we wanted to have like a database through a self-hosted API, or to use a free software device, and then all this database to show it on a web page. I started by making the user experience design being based on that, because it should work fine. I made some sketches and mock-ups, and then the persona, and then defining bad habits of apps like a research. And then I started implementing it by coding it. I used Mozilla API to make my extension communicate with a web browser API. I created a JSON data file. It's like a proof of concept to just take the data, because this is going to be later in a real database. So the code logic to select and display that are alternative based on the current active website is that we should get the URL, identify it, and then to send to that JSON file, check that, and based on that to give an alternative if it exists. Of course, we didn't want to annoy the users to show like too much notification, so we made it only once per session for the current app, and it has the ability to stop and start it. We use the local storage to hold the user settings, and then we have to present this free software list through a web page that is generated by that database. This is like a simple diagram of basically what I just said. These are some screenshots how it works. For example, Dropbox is a non-free software. And this is the notification that it gets. It says Dropbox has open source alternatives like CFile. And then I have here the web page that it gets, the extension pop-up, and all this thing. This is how it looks like. And then I made a project website which should hold all the data. I made the design of it, then the front end, and the data generation. I plan to leave this open so developers can add stuff there to the database, and then it generates it, and it goes like right away to the to the project website. I don't need to hard code it or something. Then I made the documentation of that. I split it in three sections. And the information about the project, general things, what's its purpose, how it works. And the second one is the contribution, how can developers contribute it. And the third one is about technical aspects like debugging and cloning the repo for new developers. So this is like an example of it. And for the future, I plan to continue my project even after Google Summer of Code. The first thing I need to do, like probably now, I am going to put it on the Mozilla Firefox market. And later I can make it for other browsers like Chromium, but we need to change the API there. And I thought of packaging it in Debian, because while I was here, I learned about packaging and upstreaming and all that stuff. So I think I'm probably gonna do that, but not for now, because I want my users to be like all internet users, not just Debian operating system users. Another thing is that I wanted to integrate it with other free software services like SUSE, Artificial Intelligence, and Thunderbird, and Upstream. SUSE is a speeching and texting artificial intelligence that gives you responses, and I plan to use that on giving like the suggestions by speech. On my extension with Thunderbird, I thought it made like to work like in Mozilla, but you know, when a user gets an email from a non-free site, then it should send a suggestion, use this, don't use this, like I just basically explained. And with Upstream, I thought like all my database should be there to put it there, and it could help Upstream and it could help me. I have my here my experience with Debian. I heard about Debian last year in a girls hackathon, and then later in Tirana, in Albania, we made a Debian bug squashing party. A DD was there, and we planned on working on it more than with Daniel Pocock. We had in May a speech together we gave on the biggest open source conference in the whole Balkans. It was about free software. And about my project, I read the whole book to understand it a little bit more, to be more prepared. And I want to thank Debian people for giving me this opportunity to talk here in front of you. And I'll hope I'll be a DD soon. Thank you.
So, yeah, it's working. My name is Elena Djebukaj, and I come from Kosovo. Before I want to start to present my project, I want to mention that this year in the GSOC, it's the first time that our country is participating. So, it was funny because even when we had to apply for the GSOC, we had to ask Google to add our country in the list. So, you know how... We thought that we didn't have any many more opportunities or any, we just thought they are not going to accept us. But hopefully for us, we had a great mentor, Daniel Pocock. I think many of you guys know him. And he helped us with everything that we needed for our application and everything else. So going back to my project, My project is basically what I just said right now. So knowing that newcomers to the open source have a lot of problems to set up a development environment, that's why we wanted to create a GUI. So my project is a new contributor wizard. And it's basically a GUI that it will be distributed as a package. And it will help the newcomers to Debian and open source to start their work on and work on the open source project. For example, if you want to apply in Google Summer of Code or Outreach or other programs like this, you will need a lot of things. Because if you are a new person, new student coming to Debian or any other version of Linux, you will have a lot of problems to start up. So what we want to do with this is to help students to run this computer program in their desktop and help them to understand everything that they need. For example, they will need for sure that how to use IRC. They will need basically a blog to explain their work or a portfolio or anything. So they will need a PGP or and other things like this that we usually use in the open source. So my part of the project in this month of the Google Summer of Code, it was the blog module. Basically, I created a module that will generate automatically dynamic and static websites. And the other part of it was that I did a lot of research that what students need for and we should include in the wizard. Another thing is that I want to mention is that students don't know that much for they have a problems using the terminal or installing programs when they usually install Debian. So we will make sure to add like tutorials or for example or description or something that will help them how to proceed and apply and maybe be a successful applicant for GSOC. So that's it. Thank you.